USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You can measure how many critical tweets President Trump has sent about his Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the dozens. But still, Sessions says he sees eye to eye with President Trump when it comes to the important issues. The AG says in an interview yesterday,
We are in lockstep on all the key issues for Department of Justice on crime and opioids and immigration and national security and terrorism. It's just an honor for me to serve in that capacity.
Sessions was speaking on Toledo's WSPD radio. President Trump saying as recently as yesterday in a tweet that he wouldn't have chosen Sessions to be AG if he knew Sessions was going to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A New York judge claims that President Trump could be deposed in a lawsuit brought by a former contestant on his reality TV show The Apprentice. Summer Zervos claims Trump groped and kissed her after she appeared on the show, the president denying the accusations. Zervos filed a defamation lawsuit, though, against the president last year after his denials. They're still looking for answers after a renowned fashion designer is found dead yesterday. Here's USA's Wendy King.
Kate Spade was found dead of an apparent suicide at her New York City apartment. She was 55. Here's Glamour Magazine's Samantha Berry.
She is an iconic female designer in America that a lot of her designs are the epitome of happiness.
Fans and celebrities are acting with shock and sadness. Actress and director Lena Dunham tweeted, "Thank you, Kate, from one of the millions you made feel beautiful."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The nation's first lady will be on TV today, Melania Trump, to appear as part of a briefing on hurricane preparedness. President Trump will also be there at the meeting that's going to be coming from FEMA headquarters. It'll be the first lady's first appearance before the media since she was hospitalized last month for a kidney problem. Earlier this week, she did attend a dinner to honor Gold Star families. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell canceling most of the annual August lawmakers' recess, saying yesterday that lawmakers need to stay and do a lot of work, including
to pass individual appropriation bills. In order to do that and in order to deal with this nominations backlog, it's necessary for us to be here in August and to do our work.
The Kentucky Republican also accusing Democrats of what he called historic obstruction of U.S. Senate business. And actor Henry Winkler is one of more than 100,000 people whose names were left off voter rolls in California because of some sort of printing mistake. Winkler, tweeting last night that his name was left off the registry in Los Angeles County, still he posted a picture of himself with an I voted sticker, which may mean he filed a provisional ballot in the Tuesday California primary. The L.A. County Registrar is apologizing and assuring voters their votes will be counted. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.